Welcome back to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. Today we're talking about communication, and we have a very honored guest, Dr. Bernard Gurney, perhaps the foremost expert in communication, particularly regarding families and relationships. Dr. Gurney is joining us this morning. Dr. Gurney, your model about communication, we talked on the previous segment about how important it is to have confidence that you can face problems. You also talked about how important it is that we need to acknowledge that there are and will be problems. The strongest marriages, the best relationships will have some bumps on the road and some difficulties. You talk about building skills for people so that they can be confident to address those issues. But before we get into the skills themselves, you talk about two core sets of values. I want to talk about these values because they seem so vitally important to us as persons, but also maybe as Christians. The values you really harp on, if I can use that term over and over again, all your writings is to be honest and to be compassionate. Can you talk about why those are so fundamental to your model?
Well, let's take honesty first. By that, I mean openness. I mean to willing to reveal yourself to the other person, including what your wants are and what your feelings are about issues. If you hold back on that, then the other person really doesn't have the tools, the knowledge, really, to be able to fully satisfy your needs or to approach fully satisfying your needs. And so you need to do that. But people are often afraid to do that because they fear conflict or they fear disappointment, and they protect themselves from those things by not sharing what they really want and how they really feel on a given issue or on many issues, and makes it difficult for a relationship to grow and to stop problems from escalating. And so that's what I mean by the importance of honesty. And compassion means, as I use it, means that you're willing to show respect and to try your best to understand and even for the moment at least try to identify with how your partner feels and how they think about a particular issue that you may have some disagreements or conflicts about. It means being willing to look at it from their point of view, to take their point of view at least for a while, to really understand it deeply, and that helps you to come to an agreement if both parties are approaching things in that way. And that's what I mean mainly by compassion. It's a willingness to give the other person the benefit of the doubt and to try and look at it from their point of view so that they can then express their own point of view and they can work things out.
It's interesting the way you talk about both those things, honesty and compassion. When you talk about honesty, you're saying there's a big risk for us if we hold back, and I think you've hit on a key thing. We certainly have a certain fear of conflict, so we sometimes are tempted just to keep stuff to ourselves, thinking that that will make for a smoother ride. But you're kind of pointing out if we hold back what's really important, if we're not honest and open, then we really run the risk that the other person can't help us. I think that's an interesting take on that. We are to be open and honest so others can help us, and I think so we can help each other. It's not just to throw our stuff at the other person. It's not to kind of dump our feelings on each other, but really to put ourselves in a position of being able to help each other. Do I get that correct?
Yeah, exactly. Very well put.
And then and you talk about compassion, of course. I mean, that's always the artistry, I think, of communication is that, I mean, we can be bluntly honest, but the problem is when we're blunt, we can leave people hurt and kind of wounded by our honesty. And in your case of compassion, you talk really about setting things up, I believe, so that people can really kind of walk in each other's shoes. And I think at least from a Christian point of view, we're always trying to figure out ways of kind of getting outside of ourselves, of not being so egocentric and self-possessed. And it sounds like you have a tremendous amount of faith that people can really walk and talk in the shoes of other people. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yes, it's my view that although some people, there are different degrees that people come by it naturally or through their the way they were treated growing up and so forth, and other people have much less of it naturally. But my feeling is that anyone who desires to, generally speaking, people who desire to work at it can learn skills just as they would learn, to drive a car or something else that may seem very difficult when you're first starting out, or unnatural when you're first starting out, but that if you want to, you can learn the skills that will give you that confidence. I think it's, you know, the confidence doesn't really come until you feel, well, I know how to do this in a way that's not going to turn around and bite me, you know, if I, and so you, the fear goes down when you feel you can communicate in a way that's not going to make for problems or difficulties, but will help you resolve the conflict.
Well, that's a term that always comes up when you're talking to Dr. Gurney is skills. You mentioned it again, but I think it's really important for us to kind of see these two values of honesty and compassion as kind of driving communication in your model. You've written also about, by a quote here, attitudes, strategies, and relationship skills for resolving problems and disagreements in a way that is acceptable with both partners is a goal. Let's talk a little bit about the skills, because I think it's one of the interesting things about your model. You're not just having kind of big picture goals, honesty and compassion, but you kind of break it down to how people can, like you said, just as people can learn to drive a car, people can learn to talk and listen to each other that really promotes intimacy. What do you think are some of the major skills that people need to acquire to go from being poor to good communicators?
Well, one of the major skills is we call expressive skills. That's what I was talking about, being open and honest, but being able to do it in a way that's not going to make the other person defensive and feel attacked or feel that they're going to have to give something up and to present your own ideas in a certain way. And just to give an example, for each of the skills in the way we teach couples and work with them is that there's a set of guidelines. So, for example, in this expressive skill about how to present yourself to the other person and your wants and your needs, one example would be what we call be subjective. By that we mean that you own up to, this is the way I look at things, and not make a claim that this is the only way to look at things, that this is the truth about what's going on, but rather to just say, as I look at it, I see it this way, and then explain what your point of view is without cutting off the other person's ability and willingness to say that they see it differently. But both people have to be honest and compassionate.
That's a really important point, and we're about to go into a break here. I just want to highlight that I think it's something for people to think about as they're listening to this. In your model, and I've seen it work, it's by actually being more subjective, by being more personal, it will enable us actually to resolve more problems, to move faster and make more progress than if I, quote, try to be totally objective. By really kind of going deep into my heart about how I feel about things, people get less defensive and things move along much more smoothly. We'll get into this and other things. We're talking to Dr. Bernard Gurney, expert on family therapy, marital therapy, and communication. Our topic today is communication. You're listening to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. We'll be back with you in just a moment.